It's so good to see you. I'm so glad you came. I missed you. You know, it's you look good for one thing. I mean to tell you that. People told me you'd gained a little bit of weight, but you really haven't. You really look basically about the same. I like your hair like that. It's interesting and makes you look younger. I like it. But most of all, I'm glad that you're not mad at me and that you don't hold a grudge for what happened. I think it really was for the best. I know that it was for me, and I believe that it was for you too, because I've heard that you've been going out with other radio shows, and I think that's great. I really mean that. No, really, I do. I think that's great. I have never performed for any other audience but you. Other guys maybe could, but I'm a one-audience guy. But we've got a good show for you tonight. And we'll have a good time. We got some great harmony singing on our show tonight. A lot of it. A ton of it. That's what I've missed the most in this last year. Is people singing in sweet voices. This is a song, the text of which is based almost word for word on a conversation late one night between my friends Bill and Marilyn at a party at our house about a year and a half ago. Their words to each other seem to fit somehow the music of Beethoven, the Ode to Joy from the Ninth Symphony. And so here is the duet of Bill and Marilyn. Are you having fun, or would you like to go home?
I'm okay, I don't care.
It's up to you.
I could be happy either way.
I can always go if you want to. You say the word, we'll say goodnight.
Go ahead, enjoy yourself. Don't think about me, I'm all right.
That's out on the very edge of the prairie. A town that was first settled by Unitarian missionaries who came out of the east and headed west to try to convert the Ojibwe Indians through the use of interpretive dance. Followed into that site by brave Norwegians who were on their way back from North Dakota, where they had gone in a dream of founding a great herring fishing fleet on a great lake that unfortunately turned out to have been for many, many years prehistoric. These were people who believed that life is hard, because it was, and it was for them. They believed life is a struggle against adversity, and they imbued us with their philosophy. Be careful. Don't be a fool. Watch your money. And just when things look good, that's when things may start to get bad. But what if life exceeds our dreams? What if you dreamed as a kid of doing a radio show for all these gorgeous people you'd never dare meet unless you were on the air? What if it was so wonderful and you did it all those years? That's why we're doing this second farewell show, because I'm dazed with pleasure at how lovely it was, and I just want to do it one more time for you. Welcome to the second farewell performance of A Prairie Home Companion.